Hey, sleepyhead. How you feeling? I'm sorry you feel crappy. Let me see. Yeah, you still feel warm. No, but my hand doesn't feel nice there. I was trying my hardest not to get you sick. That's why I want to sleep on the couch, baby. Yes. Well, yeah, I guess since I won't catch it again. I don't think so. You can come up here. Yeah. You're feeling snuggly. Poor baby. I'm sorry you don't feel well. What's your symptoms? Yeah, what are you feeling? Baby. I'm gonna bring some stuff for you to take, okay? No, right now, in a little bit. I know you're using me as a pillow right now. I'll move. I'll get it later. But you are taking stuff. You made me take stuff when I was sick. What's good for me is good for you, too. Oh, baby. You're all sniffly. Here. Oh, you're not gross, baby. I was in the same boat you were in. Yes. So if I wasn't gross, you're not gross. Yeah, look at that. Well, I have immunity to it now. I mean, I must. Yeah, come here. I mean, I guess that's true. We could just keep giving it back and forth to each other over and over again. Yeah, like a yawn. That'd be really bad. I don't think that's how it works, though. I'm pretty sure we develop immunity to it. Let's hope. Well, see, that was only because you yawned. No, I don't. No, they don't want me back at work yet. And they said 5 more days. Yeah, they want to make sure I don't have COVID. I mean, that's fine. Yeah, I will take the 5 days. Yeah. I got a couple of PCR tests, so. Yeah. When you start feeling better, you can take it to see. Yeah, if you're negative or not. I mean, I'm still testing positive, so. Don't even get me started. I can't believe it's like 2023 and we're still dealing with this. I know. I'm so over it. Yeah. I mean, maybe. That seems like it's the only solution. Yeah. Give me like Jake Gyllenhaal's bubble. Yeah, I can be your bubble boy. He fell in love, didn't he? Yeah, in the movie, in Bubble Boy. Yeah, he fell in love in the end. Yeah, you can love me in a bubble. Yeah, you can join me in the bubble. We'll be bubble people. Because, like, literally. How else can you avoid getting sick anymore? Yeah. What are you talking about? We're so antisocial as it is anyway. Yeah, we barely want to see people, so. You just tolerate people, baby. I'm glad you don't tolerate me. Oh, yeah, you love me, so. I was hoping it was more than just tolerate. I like people. I just don't like it when people get me sick. I wasn't that salty about it, was I? Okay, maybe I was a little bit salty. I was just annoyed. Yeah, I feel like we were so good and we were, like, so responsible, and I'm like, still? Yeah. I don't know, silver lining. I got more of an immunity or something. You just have to look, you gotta look at the bright side, baby. Yes, we gotta look at the positives. Okay, maybe because that's part of my resolution for the new year. Yeah, I'm trying to be more positive and upbeat. I mean, more so than usual. Yeah, let's look at the what are the good stuff? You know, we gotta stay home. We gotta sleep a lot. That was nice. Yeah. Yeah, just search for the silver lining. Wherever you can. Yeah, I mean, at least that's what I'm trying to do this year. I think I like that and drink more water. That's it. Yeah, because those things, I definitely will be able to do both those things, and I won't. Maybe that's part of it, though. You gotta pick goals you'll definitely hit. Yeah, what are your New Year's resolutions? Okay. I want to hold you to them. Yeah. I'll be your accountability buddy. I will. I will. I'll make sure you do it. You were good last year. Baby, you were so good. I was so proud of you. You made it through almost the entire year. You like you said. You did, though. And that's something to be proud of. Oh, baby, close your eyes. Because you should go back to sleep for a little bit. Because your body needs it. I know. I know. You're tired of you're tired of sleeping. But you just need to try to get some more sleep. Just a little bit. How about 2 more hours and I'll wake you up with some lovely vitamins. I know. That sounds miserable. I know. You're almost through. You're almost on the other side, though. Yeah. Like, you're almost at the hump. Once you get to the hump, it's like 3 more days. Oh, baby. Come here. Love you, baby. Yeah, I love you so very much. I wish it could. I wish my love could take away all of it. Yeah, I wish I could just take it back from you. Yeah, I mean, I was sick. I wish, I don't know. Yeah, I wish I could have just kept it from you. Well, it became inevitable when you were like, yeah, we're gonna sleep in the same bed. I guess we share everything, don't we? Yeah, for better, for worse. Sickness and health. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if rich or poor is in there, is it? Well, then, yeah, that too. Maybe. Well, it's not gonna happen when you're sick. I'll tell you that much. Oh my god, that'd be the worst proposal ever. Oh my god, yes, it would. Yeah, it would be memorable in all the wrong ways. Yeah, maybe. You never know. Yeah, you never know what a new year brings. I am not teasing you. It would be mean if I didn't have any intentions, but I do. You know I do. It's the when and the where you don't know about. I don't want to keep it that way. Yeah, you know what's coming. It's just. Yeah, I want to keep you on your toes. Yeah, always keep them guessing. I won't tell you which month, baby, because then you're going to be so hyper-focused on it all month long. Yeah. Just know it's going to come sometime this year. Yeah, when you least expect it. If you keep making guesses, then you're going to, if you guess correctly, I just won't do it that day. Yeah, so it's in your best interest not to guess. Just let life happen. Yes. I know it's hard. Yeah, I know. Too bad. That's why I said something, because you're sick. Yeah, that was my way of cheering you up a little bit. Well, that's the extent of how much I'm going to cheer you up with that, then. I'm not telling you when, baby. You can huff and puff all you like, baby, but I'm not going to tell you. Yes, come here. Behave. Behave. You'll know when you know. You will. I promise. I won't leave you waiting too long. No way. I want to lock you down ASAP. Yeah, well, it goes both ways, doesn't it? Love you too. I get some sleep, okay? Yeah, I'm not gonna go anywhere. I'm actually probably gonna go back to sleep with you. I can use some more rest, honestly. I'm glad my voice doesn't sound dead anymore. Oh, yeah, it was bad. Yeah. I mean, I sounded a little bit like a zombie, didn't I? I was getting there. Yeah. You're so cute. You just try to snuggle into me as much as you can. It's just adorable. Yeah. You can bury as deep as you can. Yeah. You just want to curl up in a ball on my chest, don't you? That's the vibe. No, I'm not complaining. I love it. I think it's adorable. I wish you could. I mean, if you want to climb. Yeah. You're not just finished that sentence. You're immediately on it. Are you happy perched up there? Yeah, I did shave. I had to. And you were sleeping. I was hoping you wouldn't notice. Oh, your eyes were half closed, so. Yeah, when I was kissing you, you weren't getting pricked. Let me hear. Yeah, see, not prickly. It's all just 5 o'clock shadow, baby. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. I shaved like an hour ago and I already have like. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to miss it for that longer. It'll be back. Back before you know it. It was after Christmas. I said I was going to shave it after Christmas. It wasn't an empty threat. I know. It'll grow back, baby. It will. Thing is, you're gonna enjoy me having no beard, and then when it starts growing back, you're like, I miss you not having a beard. Yeah. You know, you just want what you can't have. Yeah. I know you well. I know you very well, baby. Okay. Yeah, I'll go back to sleep with you. Yeah, I'd love to, honestly. That sounds so nice. We've gotten so much sleep in the past, like, what, 8 days? I have no idea. I've lost, like, complete track of time. Yeah, probably. No, you were right. You're right. I don't have a fever, baby. It's your fever. You're the one who's warm. I'm just warm naturally. That's also because we're under a bunch of blankets. Yeah. No, yours is different. Yours is like feverish warm. Like put your head against. Yeah, oh my god. That's crazy. Yeah, it's like putting my hand on a stove. No, I mean, it's not that hot, but it's pretty warm. Like, I don't know, stove on low, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, you're warm. You're really warm. Yeah, the fact that you feel like you're freezing is why I'm like, yeah, you still have a fever. Yeah, here, get under the blankets there. Is that better? Okay, good. Get some sleep, okay, baby? You are. Yes, you are when you wake up. You can be difficult about it now, but when you wake up. Yeah, you're taking them. Because I want you to get better. And the only way you're going to get better is by doing that. It's funny when you were saying the same thing to me. But all of a sudden with the the story changes, yeah. No. If it was good for me, it's good for you. I know. Look at that. You're taking them when you wake up. No ifs, ands, or buts, baby. I guess we'll see when you wake up. But I already know how it's gonna go. Yeah, because I just know things. Go to bed. Yeah, you're just being troubled now. Yeah, you're being troubled and I can't do anything about it. I'll remember this when I feel better. Oh, you know I will. Go to bed. Good girl. Look at you, you got what you wanted. Go to sleep. Thank you. I love you too, baby. I just want you to feel better. Because once you feel better, then we can actually have fun. Go to bed, baby. I love you so much.